that stirs wisps of my auburn hair around my face. The sound is terrifying in its intensity, and every instinct within me urges me to run from it as my eyes connect with the animal making it. Fierce green irises peer at me from the enormous, sleek cat crouching before me near the doorway to the pagoda. A shiver of pure fear shakes me as I involuntarily take a step back from the massive black killer. "Nice kitty," I whisper to it, taking another shaky step backward and feeling the rough bark of the tree at my back, impeding my retreat. "Reed," I whisper urgently, as I cast a glance into the room, but he is no longer seated at the desk. My eyes fly back to the aggressive animal in front of me that is stalking me like I'm a luscious morsel. The panther's muscles tense, looking as if it will pounce on me at any moment. I look wildly around for an exit strategy while several killing scenarios pulse in my mind, but I would rather try to run than try to engage it. "Stay!" I command the panther, watching its tail swish as it deepens its crouch. It's not listening to me. It looks like it's enjoying itself immensely, the way its tail is swishing back and forth like it's toying with a mouse or something. "Hide," I think, when the hackles rise on its sleek black pelt. "Reed," I squeak, watching the cat bound up and lunge in my direction.